Although many polls conducted in recent weeks indicated that supporters of a proposed peace agreement between the Colombian government and the FARC guerrilla group would easily win the October 2nd national referendum, the deal was narrowly defeated. Complacency among the accord supporters, combined with hurricane-force winds that buffeted Colombia's coast on Election Day, contributed to a low voter turnout of less than 38%. Former Colombian President Alvaro Uribe, who campaigned to defeat the pact that was negotiated over 4 years, charged that too many concessions had been made to the guerrillas, including the offer of amnesty for war crimes committed by rebel fighters during 52 years of war. For their part, FARC's leadership maintained that they too had made concessions, such as dropping demands for radical land and economic reforms. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, who had negotiated the peace deal, said that the rebels and government will maintain the year-long ceasefire while negotiators from all sides of the conflict convene to salvage the chance for peace in a war that has killed an estimated 250,000 and displaced more than 6 million people. Your reporter spoke with Chris Nestrick, a project support coordinator with Christian Peacemakers Colombia team, who discusses some of the reasons why voters may have rejected the peace accord and his hope that a path to lasting peace will be found.
What we do know, and which is really important, is that if you look at the places that were most touched by the violence over the last 52 years, the places most victimized by the war, that those places did vote yes. They did vote yes for this peace agreement, and that we see in the cities and other places that are relatively safe from the at least the last, 20 years of the conflict, voting no. And so I think that's a really important mark of that, yeah, the victims want peace in Colombia, and they voted for it. I think that, the ex-president Uribe had a large political campaign encouraging people to vote no, and those reasons were, a lot of it, which aren't totally true, but saying that, the Las FARC and members of the guerrilla would receive amnesty for crimes. I think amnesty is one part of it, but people that did commit gross human rights violations were going to be sent to jail. And I think another thing is that part of the peace accords was a transitional justice that really focused on reconciliation, transitional justice for the victims of the war, rather than a punishment model where perpetrators would simply go to jail for anything they committed, but rather seeking ways to seek reconciliation within the civil population of Colombia. So a lot of people that supported Uribe rather have like a punitive type of justice done rather than a seek reconciliation between the victims and the perpetrators. And I think that was one of the reasons why you often hear that they're handing over all the human rights violations would be left in impunity, which isn't totally true if you read according to the accords. I think the other thing that happened there, and this is really interesting, is I think there was a part of the peace accords talked about the LGBTQ community as victims of the conflict, which is rightfully so. They've been targeted for social cleansing in the past, but that a lot of Christian churches, both Catholic and Protestant and evangelical, because it named LGBT community as particular victims of the conflict in a unique way, really felt like they couldn't support it because of that, which is really sad and totally disappointing, obviously.
Chris, I wanted to ask you about the intimidation factor. Are there armed right-wing paramilitary groups still in operation in Colombia that could have had an impact on this vote by intimidating and threatening voters who might have otherwise cast a ballot in favor of approving the peace agreement?
I haven't heard or read any reports around specific paramilitary intimidation with this national referendum. What I do know is that since the peace accords were announced at the end of August in out of Havana, that around 15 human rights activists have been assassinated. We understand that on the ground is a direct relation to the announcement and paramilitary actors targeting human rights activists. The first person to be killed was someone on the ground that their farm was going to be used for the demobilization process, or one of the concentration zones where Las FARC was going to de-arm and give their weapons over and then enter civilian life. I think what we've seen is a restructuring and rising of paramilitaries and trying to get ready to take over the vacuum that will be left when, you know, the peace accords are finally, I still have hope that they're continuing to move forward, but I don't have any information right now about if that was influencing and so many people to vote no.
What is your expectation now that this referendum on the peace agreement has failed? Colombian President Juan Santos has said that he's going to be meeting again with FARC guerrillas to figure out what comes next. As I understand it, there was really no plan B in place to have a plan of action if the voters had rejected this referendum on the peace accord, and that, of course, has taken place now. What is your expectation for the next step?
A lot of people, including myself, we're not quite sure. You know, I think there's a lot of speculation around, you know, we do know that Las FARC EP have said publicly that they're not going to, you know, retake arms. You know, both parties are continuing to respect a bilateral ceasefire, and that Las FARC is totally committed to these peace accords. I think Juan Manuel Santos has said that he is going to meet with the Center Democratic Party to kind of rework and think about how to move forward in the peace accords. I think that there's a lot of victims in Colombia. I would say that, you know, the victims of this conflict deserve peace and deserve reconciliation.
That was Chris Nestrick, a project support coordinator with Christian Peacemakers Colombia team. For more perspectives on the failed Colombian peace agreement referendum, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.